You know, dancing is art. You know, literature is art.
Doing reading. His hair every morning is art.
That's a science.
Good one. But it's more, when you say art, it's so much, you know, filled with that, and you know, in its capacity, it's so much, you know, that goes along with that. And then to be able to have that available for the community is also inspiring. And I think that people should be a little bit more aware of what you guys do have going on there, which leads us to the arts in community spaces. You know, let's talk a little. Did you have another question?
Well, I have a comment. And to your point, Val, is that, you know, if we, let's re-educate as far as, you know, the listeners on what Prodigy is, as far as it's a research-based prevention and diversions program for at-risk students in grades 1 through 12. Prodigy uses visual and performing arts as a way to reach over 3,000 students, and that's annually, who live in high-risk neighborhoods. So it's very important that this program and this project, I should say, where the program stays alive.
Yeah. Thanks for that, Lo. So let's talk about art in community spaces a little bit more. I know we kind of went into that already, but let's talk about the specific programs. And I believe one of those is the Get Moving program. Is that correct? Is that part of?
No. So the Get Moving program is part of our all of our programs from that we offer at the University Area CDC. And then Art in the Park is our specific program that speaks to engaging the community in the arts. Now, definitely, we do cross-promote, you know, with our program. So we'll see some of the community members that are in our boot camp classes. We may see them out at the garden sometimes and or vice versa. Some people who go to the garden or to the Art in the Park events, they may go over to the center for some of the fitness classes. But they are two different separate initiatives. Art in the Park specifically, as I mentioned before, it's funded by the Gobioff Foundation and in partnership with the Hillsborough Arts Council. And you know, just to give them another shout out, any agencies out there who are interested in having some type of creative placemaking initiative in their community, they are now accepting proposals for another round of grants. So, and definitely get in contact with us if you'd like some advice on what works and some ideas on what you can have happen in your community. So, back in April, once we received the grant, we then decided to identify a couple of art projects that we could do with the community. Several were creating some type of art pieces. And as you mentioned before, there are different ways that you can utilize the arts, not just in terms of visual art or multimedia art, but also music. So thankfully, because of our connections with you, Urban Cafe, we were able to hold events where we had DJs and also food. 83 degree media. They came out and they would take some footage and get some sound bites from residents and how they felt about the project and what they were looking forward to. And it's been a long project, a very good one, but it's been a lot of work. I'm actually looking through footage right now that we're going to show at our gala coming up November 3rd. And one of the interesting things is seeing how you had students shoveling dirt when there was no hole there yet. So they had to just keep shoveling. And then we had Home Depot who dropped off some of the items we used for the infrastructure. You had someone with a backhoe making our little hole bigger because they realized, okay, we needed more manpower. You had kids who were putting together the cement mix. I mean, it was just a lot of work involved. And again, that's the reward for the community to be able to touch upon this and see the hard work and then actually say, hey, this is what we did together. So we're going to continue that. So for coming up in the next year, we're going to have we're going to keep on making these different art pieces in through our Art in the Park initiative. Also, we're going to have adult art classes over there as well and culinary art classes. So it's now expanding. And And I really want to stress that, again, even though for us, we may have a certain appreciation for the arts, and it's not to say that our residents don't, it's just that they may have an appreciation for something completely different. So it's so important to get them involved at the front of a project to make sure that whatever we do, it's speaking to what they want to see and not what we want to see. So I might want to see a Michelangelo painting on the ceiling. They might be like, well, why is that up there? You know, so we have to keep that in focus, that it's not about us, it's about them.
The adult art classes, I might do that, because I still can't color between the lines.
It's like after hours art. That's not what they're talking about.
Oh, it's not
about that
one?
Mm, no.
Dang. Okay.
So DeVita, you were saying the art in the park. Can you provide the details as far as the date and the time, and also where they can go to receive this information?
Sure. So for the Art in the Park initiative at Harvest Hope Park, we are out there every day, well, almost every day, Monday through Saturday, from about 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., working on these pieces that the community has, given their input and they're helping to put together. Now, we have a gala, which is a fundraising gala, on November 3rd called Art in the Park After Dark. It's going to take place outside of the University Area CDC on our park grounds, under our pavilion, and also at our band shell. Now, this is going to be such a beautiful experience for anyone who wants to go, because it's going to involve a variety of different art forms. So we're going to have fire dancers. somehow we'll have some dancers that have some flames about them. We're going to have a silent auction tent with art that people can bid upon, that the students have created from the Prodigy Arts program, Cultural Arts program. We're going to have live art that attendees can participate in as well. We're going to have a plated culinary art experience. So we have the Carmel Cafe. They have been gracious enough to provide us with these plated meals that their chef is, like, you know, going to put together and really make sure that whatever whatever touches your palate will be phenomenal and taste really just phenomenally. And then let's see, we're also going to have some lighted art displays all over the park. We're going to have musicians out there. The Tampa City Ballet, they're going to have feature an act, as well as a Prodigy student. Adam Cartwright, he's a local drummer, and he's also an instructor at Prodigy. He's going to lead a drum line for session. We have some student dancers that will be out there that are a part of the Prodigy Cultural Arts Program. And we also will have a rap opener and closer, as well as a selection from the New Life Tabernacle Choir. So we have, it's a whole everything. Actually, the piece that we're missing is we have the fashion, because we know we're going to have some stuff there, but I really think that we need you there, Tina, to lighten up the fashion piece just a little bit more for us. So,
as long as you keep the fire dances away from me. Right. This her is expensive.
I know, that's right. We have, you said, give us the date again.
That is November 3rd from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., yes.
Okay. All right.
And I'm going to commend you real quick, because pregnancy enhances the memory, because you memorized all of, like, that's a lot of stuff you just said.
Yeah.
And you remembered all of that.
I'm just having a good moment right now.
Yeah. You did an excellent job.
It actually is not. Like, you get pregnant. Everything goes. But go ahead,
Beautiful
Sam.
Beautiful job, though.
Well, I just want to remind listeners, you're listening to WMNF 88.5 on the dial. That's a little bit left of center.
What was that?
I could have went so many places with that.
It is left of the center dial, right?
Just go ahead. Yes. Oh, don't confirm it.
All right. No, so just a quick question. I was wondering, like, how many people that have been helped in the community, right? What is the reception? In that reception, I mean, not necessarily are they glad you're there, but do they, after they feel like they've gotten the leg up, or they've a great benefit and they had it, do they then return to help out?
So we have had community members who have come back. Like the coolest thing is to see like Prodigy Cultural Arts, the program, the students who have gone through the program and they come back to volunteer. That's priceless. One thing about our area is it is highly transient. So the latest studies from about a couple of years ago, they say that about 90% of the people who move to the university area, they move out. And so one of the things that we've been doing a great job of, and shout out to our CEO, Sarah Combs, because she's really made a lot of progress in this, is we've been land banking. Because you got that big G word, right? You know what? G. Oh, I should not assume, because then Tina might shout out something that has nothing to do this. Okay. So gentrification, right? So when you have areas like ours, like East Tampa is a good example of how Seminole Heights has kind of encroached upon some of the East Tampa area. And the same thing with Ybor, where people start to move to the outer fringes and then the developers come in and then you can't, the affordability goes down. So we see that already with university area, because we've created a corridor. Innovation Place, for example, is making sure that we get a lot of attention and build up our infrastructure in that area amongst the anchor companies and organizations that are there, like such USF and Yingling and the University Mall. So one of the things that our CEO has made sure is that, no, we still need to make sure that we're there for our community, regardless of all the development that's going around us. So we've been land banking, so that way we own the rights to what happens in our area and the land as developers come in. And it's a genius approach to making sure that we keep rents low and that we keep our community in our community. So if we can get this land developed in a way where we can build homes, because there are a lot of rental units, now we get the homeowners there who will stay and stay with their families and be even more invested. So we've engaged that 10% that's been there for a while. Those are ones that are returning and making sure that each generation knows about what we're doing and that they're invested in what we're doing. But we're also making sure that that other 90%, that they just don't want to up and go away, that they also want to see the value of staying there. And once they get that leg up, that leg up continues to help build our community, not that they'll go elsewhere and can build somewhere else, you know.
Well, I was thinking gentrification.
Jennifer. Gentrification. Right. Okay, Jennifer. I told y'all. So, again, thank you, Davida. Davida's here from the UACDC. If you're just now tuning in, Davida is here again from the UACDC talking about everything they've got going on. So much information when we talk about what's going on in the university area community. We have Ronnie Oliver, who's here, who's going to talk specifically about the Get Moving program that's involved with, that's from the UACDC. We're going to go to a quick break, and when we come back,
we'll take Ronnie out the corner.
Yeah, we'll take him out of the corner, and he can come to the mic and play in the sandbox with us.
All right, we're going to get gentrification.
Yeah, we're going to go get Jennifer. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're tuned into WMNF Tampa 88.5, The Urban Cafe.
The British are coming. The British are coming again.
WMNF presents The British Are Coming Part 3, 1970 to 74, Saturday, November 4th at Skipper's. I'll be the roundabout. The 60s had ended, but England's audio assault on the States continued in the 70s as rock splintered into subgenres. Progressive, heavy metal, glam. Get it on. Albums replaced 45s, the songs got longer, deeper, and heavier. Now the time is here. 18 groups performed the best songs by their favorite British bands. Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, Queen, The Rolling Stones, T-Rex, Elton John, Yes, Cat Stevens. All the times that I've cried. It's 6 hours of the best of the British Invasion, 1970 to 74. Saturday, November 4th, doors at 4, music at 5. Skipper Smokehouse. Tickets $12 in advance. Go to wmnf.org.
WMNF Tampa.
WMNF Tampa. When we're talking about making new laws and provisions on why we should have military on U.S. ground, I mean, there should be a lot of transparency on why we need to mobilize that kind of thing.
You know what? If you want transparency, you're welcome to join. You're welcome to raise your right hand, take an oath to defend. No. Because you want this information. Well, you know what? Raise your right hand, pick up a weapon, stand a post, or shut up. You know, you want to be involved in the law? Why don't you go run for Congress, be a senator, be in the know. Everyone wants to talk all this crap about, oh, we don't need to do this. That's transparency. No. But America, as long as it works, no one really cares. And then when it comes to an issue like this, then people who have no business even forming an opinion about something want to have all
the
things.
I don't have a reason. I can't form an opinion.
Yeah, we do have opinions.
Please.
The opinion that you're forming is asinine.
And why do you say that?
Because the people who make that bill, the people who
hold them responsible. That's why we're
holster your gun, please. We're all friends in here. All right? You get very emotional. So
WMNF Tampa. 88.5 Tampa.
Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Now is the perfect time to go heat up your coffee, bring it back to your chair on your patio, and stay tuned to the Urban Cafe.
Now, you don't have to wait till 9 a.m. to hear Democracy Now! You can hear it every morning at 8 a.m. on our HD3 channel, The Source. You can hear it online at WMNF.org/listen. That's Democracy Now! Weekday mornings at 8 a.m. on WMNF's The Source and 9 a.m. on our main channel. And it's replayed on The Source at 5 p.m. every weekday afternoon.
Welcome back.
Gee, thanks. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Urban Cafe every Sunday morning here at 9 a.m. If this is your first time listening to the Urban Cafe, welcome and good luck. And no, but we
strap yourselves in.
Yeah, that's right, man. You're in for a treat. We have here with us today Davida, who's here from UACDC, who is a family member of the Urban Cafe. Yeah. We've done so many collaborations together when it comes to getting out in the community. One thing I love about being a part of the Urban Cafe is not only are we here on Sundays and we get to spend time with each other and talk and bring education to our listening audience, but we're also out there physically into the community. As Davida mentioned earlier about how we had a part in one of the Arts in the Park fountain, right? So we are out there, ladies and gentlemen, so we want to make sure that you are out there as well who's joining us.
Well, I just wanted to say this real quick because we had to get some recording from Davida while she was on. So I just want to share with our listeners, like that was a very intense moment for me because we couldn't say anything. We had to make sure we get a clear take of what Davida was talking about. And I like to lose my mind and I have a headache at the moment. But you did great.
Poor thing.
You shut up though for about 20 minutes. That was really good.
Good job. Oh, I bust a vein. I know I did.
Yeah, she was over here doodling. I'm looking over at her notes. I'm like, she's not writing anything.
Tina is certainly a joy to be able to work with. But again, ladies and gentlemen, we're here speaking with Davida, who's from the UACDC. Davida, say hello again.
Hello.
All right. Yeah. So why don't you introduce Ronnie to us and tell us what his involvement is with the UACDC.
Sure. So we have here Ronnie Oliver, who he manages our Get Moving program. If you want to take a visit and see what that's all about, the first building that you come to, and again, our gorgeous complex on 22nd Street between Bears and Fletcher Avenue in North Tampa, in the university area, the first building you get to is actually our computer lab that has our workforce programs. And in there is the office of none than other Ronnie Oliver. He's been with the organization for a few years. He predates me. I'm going on 3. You're going on
6.
Okay. So, and he's been so instrumental in many of the programs. He actually started with the Prodigy Cultural Arts Program as one of our site liaisons. Our CEO then saw how valuable he was and decided, hey, you know what? I think you need to give a shot at development. So for a while, he was our development director. And actually, for a couple of galas, two galas before that, Ronnie was very involved
involved in making sure that we received a lot of funding for the university area, CDC. Then he moved over to one of our latest initiatives, because Get Moving wasn't there a couple of years ago. So he's been able to build that up to how many participants. I actually crunched the numbers for the agency in terms of like our goals and our outcomes, and I see like it's thousands or something of people that 3,600, yeah, that were served last year.
Wow. Yeah.
Through the Get Moving program, which is phenomenal, again, mm-hmm. considering that, you know, we had to build this thing from scratch. So much applause to him, and I'll go ahead and pass the mic over to him now so he can tell you about all the cool and great stuff that he's been doing.
All right, so welcome, Ronnie, to the Urban Cafe. This is your first time here, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, Ronnie!
So glad to pop it for you. Welcome to the Urban Cafe. I was talking about something else.
Yeah, what, dermatology?
Yeah, duh.
It was the G, Pop the big G.
Welcome to the Urban Cafe. That's why I said good luck. So Davita just gave you this extensive, you know, introduction, and I'm like,
that's Davita.
Wow, how much of, you know, I'm thinking that you're just part of this one little program, and you basically started the whole thing.
He said, "Get it moving."
That's right.
You got it moving.
All right. So, give us a little bit of personal background about you, just a little bit outside of everything that Davita just said. She just gave us your professional resume.
Who's
personally, give us that. And how come you got involved with this program?
Well, I've been in town for about 20 years now. I came up from Alabama. You hear the accents in my voice a little mm-hmm. bit. Still haven't got rid of that yet. But like I said, I've been here. I started as a school teacher at Robson High School back in 92 and 93. Then I got into nonprofit. I worked for an organization called the Mayor's Beautification Program for about 14 years. Then I got laid off back in 2010 due to budget cut. So I was out of work for about 12 months before I got on with the University Area CDC, and I started as a site liaison. But my background, like I said, I'm from Alabama, born and raised.
Where in Alabama?
Auburn, Alabama.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea where that is.
But I'm a Roll Tide fan, though.
All
Roll
right.
Tide. Roll Tide.
I got one they sure did, didn't they? Oh, my God.
Of course.
Was it 45-7?
45-7.
Jeez,
yeah.
Louise.
I got a football scholarship at Jacksonville State University. Try to play professional football, but I received my bachelor's degree here at the University of Tampa.
Okay.
I found my lovely wife here in Tampa. I have twin boys.
Oh, twins.
12 years old.
Okay.
So they playing baseball right now, and I'm like, Dad can't be there this morning, but I'll be there when it's over. But I enjoy working for a nonprofit. Like I said, I've been in nonprofit about 20 years, and I enjoy it. That's my passion, mm-hmm. to give back to the kids. When you come from Alabama, your mother, single parent mother raising four kids, you know, and you always need that mentor in your life. Mm-hmm. And back then it was my teachers and coaches. Mm. And that's why I always say I want to give back.
Good.
What a great organization to be a part of, UACDC.
Absolutely. And we certainly appreciate your dedication to our community, coming from all the way from Alabama and dedicating your time and energy into the Tampa Bay area. So thank you, so very much for that. Let's talk about Get Moving.
Yes.
Let's talk about that intensively for about the next, you know, couple of minutes, and tell us, what is Get Moving program? What is it?
Well, the Get Moving program is a health and wellness program that we implemented about 2 years ago. We got funding from Hillsborough County to start this program that we bring in different type of health classes and workshops we have boot camp classes, Zumba classes, we have yoga classes. All these are for the resident and in university area. From 11:45 to 12:15 on Tuesday and Thursday. Then we have our Zumba classes on Wednesday from 6 o'clock to 6:40. We have youth basketball league. We have karate. Our karate classes are every Wednesday, Tuesdays, and Friday from 5 to 6, because we want to give back to the community. We want to give back to the community. And so that's why we pay the vendors
So hold on 1 second. So we're speaking right now with Ronnie Oliver, who's with the UACDC, and specifically we're talking about the Get Moving program that's held at the UACDC. And so if you're just now joining us, that's who we're talking to, and that's what we're talking about. Now Tina has a question for Ronnie.
Well, I was going to ask you with your. Because you've been there, what, 6 years now?
6 years, yes.
6 years. What has been your take as far as, like, the involvement of the community? Has that been more when you first started and has decreased, or do you see it maybe rising once again? Because, again, I kind of always think about that community involvement. So what is your take on that six-year ratio you've had?
To me, it has increased. Because one thing about the university area is once they feel like they could trust you, the people in the community could trust you, they'll do what you ask them to do. And so I feel like since I've been there, I started in 2011. So for me, it's that trust factor. And once they trust you, you tell them to do something, you need for them to do something, they'll be there for you. So I think it has increased.
Excellent.
Good. As it pertains to, you know, health, obviously your program is called Get Moving, so you have so many different classes available for the community to come out there.
Yes.
We're talking about, I think earlier we were mentioning about like weight and different things like that. So as it pertains to, you know, nutrition and all of that, how do you guys, do you have someone set up there that can check vitals and all of that? Because, I mean, you're talking about health, you're getting everybody moved and involved. So do you have a nutritionist? Do you have all of that available for the community?
Yes, we do. Through our boot camp class, we do have a nutritionist. She certified as a nutritionist as well. So we partner with Moffitt Cancer Center. We have a lot of partnership.
That's definitely good to know, because that's also part of my concern as far as you have people that's coming there for exercise, but we want to make sure that we have, as Sam would like to say, wraparound services for, you know, their medical, you know, because maybe not everyone should attend a boot camp class and they think they're ready for it.
Right on. That's
good point. Yeah. Good point.
And you said you guys have yoga?
Yes.
I love yoga.
Now,
I like yogurt.
That's good. That's our girl. That's our girl. I have to digress next because I lost yoga. My train of thought.
Yoga.
Okay.
With fruit chunks.
With yoga. Do you have a lot of participants with that? Because yoga is really, really good.
Yeah, it is. Very intense.
Every Tuesday, we probably have about between 12 to 13 community members come and participate in the yoga class. Yes.
That's good.
I love that you guys have yoga, because again, in the community that the UACDC exists in, there are so many things that they can take advantage of. And again, it's right outside your door, so to speak. You know, you don't have to worry about traveling. You can just walk to it, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
I just commend you guys. Yeah, wow, absolutely. You got yoga and yogurt. Wow.
So yoga is not as easy as people think it is. They think that it's just going there, moving your arms and legs, but it's so good. It's not only a physical help, but it's also a mental. It works you physically.
Yes.
Mentally, and it's good for stress and for people who are in the university area. I can't even say just the area. We're all adults. We're all humans. We all have stressors, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And yoga is good for eliminating stress, or at least learning how to manage it. Because let me tell you, you get in that downward dog.
And yoga.
And yoga, yeah.
you get in that
when you're spooning, right?
Down-dog.
doing the yoga?
In the yoga.
When you get in downward dog and they ask you to like lift up one leg or something like that, trust me, you can't think about anything else. You can't think about your bills. You can't think about the kids at home. You can't think about anything else but being in that position and concentrating on not flipping over. Exactly. And that's why.
That is one of the great things about yoga.
I love
it. Is that not only are you getting the full body workout, but you are forced in the moment to meditate.
That's right.
It's all you meditation. Can think about that's the key.
Is keeping your form and keeping your breathing going.
Yeah.
You know? And it's so calm.
It is.
Too.
I haven't participated in yoga in a while, but when I was going through a very hard time in my life, somebody was like, oh, you should try yoga. And I'm like, you know, all right, sure. And I got there and I just remember concentrating so hard that I was sweating just from concentrating. I was like, okay, don't flip over. Don't roll. And then at the end, when they force you to do the meditation, it's so calming. It's so relaxing. Mm-hmm. So I encourage, and reason why we went into all that, because people don't really know. And sometimes we live in a box. You know, we just think, oh, I'm going to go work out. I'm going to get on a treadmill or something like that. But honey, you can get a full workout in some yoga.
Yes.
Lo?
Yeah. You know what? I would like Ronnie to elaborate on the walking school bus.
Ooh,
you know, I came across that, but I'm not sure what that is.
Is that a dance?
School bus.
Is it a line dance?
I was going to say, right?
Callbacks?
Holla back.
Go ahead, Ronnie.
The walking school bus is, we partnered with Mork Elementary to do a walking school bus because in the university area, it's all walking to school. And, you know, kids walking across the street, walking home, walking to school. So we partnered with them to form a walking school bus. We have volunteers, parents in the community to come out and pick up the kids from their route. It's just like a school bus.
Right.
We pick them at the route, say 142nd and 19th. We'll meet the kids there and we walk them to school.
Shut the front door.
I like that. I had no idea.
Yeah. That's
like
excellent.
A protective service. I'm sure you guys have on the, what do you call it, deflector.
We have vests. And we start at 6:30 in the morning and we walk the kids to school. It's all about safety. Yes, because you're crossing over Bears Avenue.
Mm-hmm,
and in the university area, not many sidewalks. So the kids, you know, you really literally walking in the street.
Mm.
So
Wow.
We have about 19 kids who participate in the walking school bus.
Wow.
Then we walk them back home from school.
Now,
who came up with that?
The genius that came up with that?
Well, the Safe Route.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They came up with it. It's been part of Mork Elementary for about 4 years now. And we got involved with it when we implemented the Get Moving program.
Okay, great.
To enhance a little bit more.
That is phenomenal.
I also heard, just to give a little acknowledgement out, that someone received an award for partnering with Mort in that program. Who
yes. Yes, I received Pedestrian of the Year.
Congratulations.
Go, Ronnie.
Thank you. Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky.
He's gonna be able
I just
to go,
did the bus stop.
He gonna be able to go to his son's baseball games like, whew, I don't know how I made it through that one. But that's amazing,
that's
Ronnie.
Good.
That's absolutely amazing.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you again for your services. We're going to wrap up, you know, this part of our segment here talking about the UACDC. So, Ronnie, is there anything you want to get out to the community about the Get Moving program?
Yeah, like I said, we have classes on Tuesday and Thursday. And Wednesday, we'd love for you all to come out to participate in our boot camp classes, our yoga class, and our Zumba class.
Okay.
And if you know, I'm also looking for coaches to help with my soccer program and the basketball league.
So there's a lot of you know, young gentlemen out there who doesn't have any time on there. They have a lot of time on their hand, actually. And you're in the university, even if you're not in the university area, go and volunteer. You know, you don't have to sit there and, you know, sometimes we think about volunteering at these type of programs. We think about sitting down helping kids with their homework. But it's more about, you know, getting out there into the community. There's so many different other available services that you guys do provide in all these different programs that people can volunteer to help.
And so, just be present.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
just be present.
Just be there with the kids. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Davita.
Yes.
Go ahead. Honey.
And company.
Yeah.
Davita and
His name is Bryson.
Oh, hey, Bryson.
Oh,
it's a boy. Yeah. Hey, Bryson.
So I did want to just share with the listeners that we do have a few things coming up in the next 2 weeks. I mentioned them before, but I just want to reiterate that, hey, if you want to be involved and be a part of something special and glow like Tina in the process.
No, glow like you because you're pregnant.
I might give you the rub.
No.
Okay.
We ain't doing that.
So then definitely come out to one of these events. So we actually have a panel discussion about our Art in the Community Spaces initiative, and that's going to happen this Wednesday, October 25th from 5:30 to 7:30 at the University Area CDC. So from 5:30 to 7:30 is the actual event, but the panel will speak from 6 to 7:30. And the discussion will be part of a pre-recorded show. So, you know, show your face and be involved.
Absolutely.
And definitely and help us make some waves out there in terms of these initiatives. And then the next day, we have the Partners Coalition gathering. And that is something that we do quarterly, where all the stakeholders, many stakeholders from the university area, gather together at the University Area CDC to hear presentations about different initiatives that are going on that benefit the area. And also, again, it's about community, it's about village, so the village feel. So we are breaking bread together. So that starts actually at 8:30, lasts till 10:30, from 8:30 to about 9. That's the cool breaking bread part where we'll have a coffee bar and some art on display and some music playing. It's your morning lounge.
I love that.
Your morning cafe.
I love it.
There you go.
I love it.
Hopefully some folks can go out to that. And then again, we have our Art in the Park After Dark fundraising gala on November 3rd from 6 to 10 p.m. If you'd like to find out more information about that or any of these events, you can go to www.uacdc.org and check them out and definitely see if you can make it to one of these events so that way you can help us move forward in the work that we're doing.
Yes.
Thank you again, DeVita.
You guys are so outstanding.
Absolutely.
So outstanding.
Absolutely.
It's like a one-stop shop.
Yeah, it really is. And when it comes down to supporting these children and the community, I definitely, you know, bow down to you all for being so dedicated and so passionate about the work that you're doing. Thank you again. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we had Ronnie Oliver and Ms. DeVita from the UACDC who stopped by to talk about a lot of different events that they got as a major sponsor for the Urban Cafe. So we are definitely partners and we work together doing a lot of different things. We're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the different awarenesses that's going on this month as far as domestic violence as well as Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we'll close out our show. Okay, so stay tuned. We only have a little bit left, so if you want to go grab a snack and come right back to the Urban Cafe.
The deadline, November 20th, for getting on board WMNF's Tropical Heatwave Cruise is coming up. If you've been thinking about going, now is the time to get your cabin. You get to hang out with great bands and other music lovers, party on a gorgeous Royal Caribbean ship with all the amenities while you cruise to Cozumel next February. Call 877-530-4368 to book your cabin now, or at least before November 20th. That's 877-530-4368. And we'll see you on the high seas.
We have had shows that really focuses on saving people's life, transforming people's life, changing. Remember that show about Maria Fabian? That was phenomenal. She was homeless youth that was in school. I mean, that was incredible. You know, it's a beautiful thing when humans can give and support a cause, isn't it? It's awesome because you're contributing to something bigger than yourself.
Right.
It's not just about you. It's about the people that are homeless. It's about the people who are impacted by sex trafficking and don't know where to go.
WMNF.
because there's a lot of you ladies who work in the evenings and walk from their building to their cars.
Exactly.
Or leaving a grocery store and trying to make your way. You want to make sure you're not a victim to some of the predators that are lurking these streets. So you want to either have something to protect yourself, or you at least want to know what techniques to use.
Lockdown Brown.
Lockdown Brown, that's right.
Right. He came in and he has vast experience with the military and law enforcement and martial arts. I have taken this course. I took a 4-week course. I went twice a week. And you'll be instructed, men or women, as far as by a Marine Corps instructor, hold a Marine Corps black belt. So you're in good hands. Thank you, Christopher Brown, Lockdown Brown Executive.
Brown.
Yes, he was a past guest. So again, so going towards that martial arts skill training, concealed weapon training is what he does. LockdownExecutives.com.
Let's do that one more time.
No.
Let's do that one more
Absolutely
time.
No. Absolutely. I love them.
Yeah,
UA
I do.
CDC. So, there should not be a bored child out there in that community.
That's
right.
True. That's
true.
Because it's so much.
That's true.
If your child is out there saying they're bored,
yeah,
give me a call, 813-239-9663, and I will
nervous.
Take them to the...
I thought you were going to give out a real...
But this community center is insane.
Yeah.
All the stuff that you can do.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. So. There's a lot. I think that's a great, you know, point to make, Tina, about any kid that's out there bored.
Yeah, you ain't got nothing to do. Let your child say they have nothing else to do.
Or
go
get them out of the house and away from the digital media.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then all of the all of the different video games and all that stuff that you know, it's definitely good to get them out there and get them involved.
Busy.
Yeah. Because they're going to do, first of all, I think all of us are born with talents, right?
I have a lot of them.
Yeah. And because of that, this particular program, UACDC, you know, that community development center is filled with so many different things that you can be a part of,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I remember when some of the younger kids came on the show and they were like, remember the young boy who was involved with the dancing and his grandmother came?
Oh, yes.
And his grandmother
and she was clutching on that purse.
His grandmother was
letting
like,
it go.
She don't know y'all.
Right. The grandmother was like, you know, he was getting in trouble. He was getting in fights.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden she took him over there and he became a totally different kid.
Yes.
And he loved dancing.
Art in the park.
Absolutely.
UACDC.
Again, that's this Wednesday. There's a panel discussion that's going on at the UACDC starting at 5:30 p.m. So if you don't have anything to do and you'd like to be involved and get more information about what's going on out there, you can feel free. You can definitely feel free. So again, welcome back to the Urban Cafe. It's your host Val Trenda and Low with the Flows here. Tina Marie Hollywood, Sam.
Hello.
And we're about just shy of 15 minutes left in our show, but we would not leave our show today without discussing the different awarenesses that's going on today. I'm sorry, this month. So this month is Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Yes.
Violence Awareness Month. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about domestic violence and let's talk about what all it entails. And obviously domestic violence, when you first hear that, normally people think about a man beating on a woman.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so much more involved than
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
There is also, you know...
Verbal.
There's verbal abuse. There's mental abuse. There is... And that could be reciprocated. It doesn't have to be just a man doing it to a woman.
Exactly.
It
That's
could be
true.
A woman doing it to a man. And now with, you know, our LGBT community, you know, and it being so much out there, there's also, you know, same-sex violence as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's also considered domestic violence.
Right.
And then also parents beating on their children. That's domestic violence, you know. Anything mm-hmm. going on in the home, any violence that goes on in the home is considered domestic violence.
Any type of violence, period. Mm-hmm. If it interrupts your peace, mm-hmm. it is violent, mm-hmm. period, point blank. Because mm-hmm. when, be it verbal or physical, it's a violation of your peace.
Yeah.
So therefore, any form of violation, be it domestically or sexually,
because
we have those as well.
Even financial.
Exactly. It's violation.
How about this? And I agree with you on most of that. I'm all of it, actually. But What about corporal punishment? What about spanking your kids? A lot of people see that as a form of violence.
Well, no, back in my days, we used to tear that tail up. Yeah. I almost said the word.
Listen, but still in this day, I can still tear up some behind.
Yeah.
But to go to Sam's point, you know, that is considered. It's a level, you know. There's a line, a bar you can cross, right. Where it goes to be violent. You know what I mean?
So why can't you apply that same logic to couples in a relationship? Violence?
Well, if you're a couple, the way I look at it is, you know, here's the thing: psychology. You know, we learn by punishment. Okay, that's one of the
reasons. Reward.
Right, or reward, thank you. That's how we learn, right? That's how we say, okay, this is wrong, this is right. So when children are small, the reason why there's punishment for children is because we're already trying to teach them, you know, by rewarding them and punishing them the right way to go, right? Mm-hmm. If you're an adult, and I'm with you, there's no need for you to try to punish me physically. I don't think
it
that
doesn't
that's,
make sense. So
you know,
no.
It, no. it because no. that those lessons are pretty much already learned when you're a child.
Yeah, you're not my daddy, you're not my mama.
Right.
So
now
no.
if when you go down to let's talk about law. You know, there's rewards and I don't know about no law rewards, but there's definitely law consequences, right?
Right.
You run a red light, you get a ticket, right? There's a punishment.
But the reward is you don't get a ticket.
Right. Okay, so the reward would be don't run the red light, you don't get a ticket.
You don't get a ticket.
Right? But those core values, that lesson is learned from when you're a child, from when your mom said, don't touch this, pow. You understand
so you
what I'm
can't,
saying?
You can't learn anything from your partner in a devoted relationship.
I can, but you don't have to punch me in order for me to do it.
Well, exactly. you don't necessarily have to punch the kid either or spank the kid in order to take something away from them or give him something.
I agree.
But it's two different things because one is an adult, one is a child. There's different things you will do and will not do to teach someone a lesson.
And
so
the difference
again,
is violently.
Crossing, yeah, and again, you don't want to cross that line. When you're an adult, there comes a point in time when you have a certain level of wisdom and understanding where you can communicate, and I know what you're saying, but if you're trying to overpower the whole relationship, that's a whole different
thing.
It
is a power dynamic.
It's all about power. All about power.
Right, I agree.
Not the show.
But see, I know where Sam is going with when it comes down to, you know, punishing our kids by physical touch, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons why I don't promote, you know, I will now, don't get it twisted. I have two children. I will da-da-da-da up. But I think that spanking kids and violently physically hitting them, it promotes rage. It promotes rage and these children hold in all of this type of rage. Mm-hmm. And that way, when they grow older, those are learned behaviors. Mm-hmm. They learn that. So some of these abusers, you know, that's a behavior that was learned from when they were younger. You know, oh, well, this person did me wrong. They didn't do what I told them to do. Pow. Right. I'm going to, you know, and so
I don't need to talk to them.
The parents didn't teach them distinctively, why am I punishing you? You know what I'm saying? That's not a behavior that you learn growing up and say, oh, okay, well, you did me wrong. Let me punch you. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
And it makes sense, you know, but back in my time when my mom, I remember when my mom tore my tail up because of something I did, I learned my lesson and I didn't grow up beating people, you know, so it again, sometimes you just have to take that wisdom and understand why you're doing certain things as far as from a child's perspective.
Right.
But if that tail need to be beat that tail.
Right. Here's the difference, though, when it's repeated violence. Mm-hmm. So if your mother was to continue to beat you the way that she did that one time.
She had to do that to my brothers and them. I learned quick.
Right. Because I don't want nobody to beat me. my son is like that. I asked my children one time, I was like, what type of punishment do you think that is appropriate for you? As a parent, I wanted to ask them, what type of punishment would you like? You know, my son said, take everything away from me. Don't beat me. Please don't hit me. My daughter was like, I'll take a beat and just don't take my stuff. You know what I'm saying?
asked. I'm like, man, mama wasn't asking nothing.
Right. And that's because I wanted to learn from my children. Right. I wanted to learn how, you know, what how do they receive punishment? You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So my son, he's more afraid, not afraid, but he doesn't want to physically get hit. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, my daughter, she just want to be in her room, you know, taking her stuff. Don't take her stuff away. She like, not my stuff. Yeah, but she's a little bit more aggressive also. That's how you learn children, because I learned that she's like, I'll take my beating. And that kind of, I was like, I'm a little worried about you, girl. Yeah.
But you know, another thing that you can do without beating, you can do the punishment, like go to your room and you'll get nothing to eat tonight, and you won't get tomorrow unless you apologize. And I want a sincere apology. I don't want one of those fake apologies. Mm-hmm. You know, and we talked about PTSD earlier. Like, and I'm sure there's studies out there, and I just don't know them. So go ahead and call in and educate me on that. But there's got to be some kind of residual effect that's going to affect these kids' trauma and stress because of them depriving them systematically of stuff. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that you need to negotiate with your kids. I think that's a poor parenting style.
Well, because we don't have much time. Right. I think we got a little ahead of ourselves. We're talking about that. But it goes back to, you know, our how our children perceive being watching their parents fight, you know, different things like that. There's a lot of different websites you can go to get education about domestic violence. You can always call your local 211 if you're in a situation where, you know, your spouse, partner, or whatever is physically, emotionally, mentally abusing you. You can get help. There are a lot of different steps. We don't have that much time to go into all of them that you can take, but one of them is just making a phone call.
And love doesn't hurt.
That's right. So let's talk about, and we've got a caller. We'll go to the caller real quick. But let's talk about the breast cancer awareness. Right. Lo, you want to go ahead with that?
Yeah, so breast cancer is one of the months that I'm always trying to support and so forth. Dealing with being fibrocystic myself, it definitely touches me personally. I have to be more active in my own life, and you know, I started taking mammograms early in life, in my 30s, actually before I was 30.
Wow.
And I have to keep that up sometimes twice a year and so forth. Mm-hmm. So it definitely touches home. I have women that are in my community that have survived breast cancer, so I make sure to continue to support them. Mm-hmm. I did want to mention is that about 1 in 8 U.S. women, about 12%, will develop invasive breast cancer over the course of her lifetime. Mm. And in 2017, there is an estimated 252,000 new cases of invasive breast cancer expected to be diagnosed in women in the U.S. So we definitely need to support these medical programs,
definitely.
You know, whether it be trials or what have you, you know, just do your research and so forth. But we need to stay on top of this condition.
And go to your yoga classes, UACDC, yoga.
It is actually CDC. What are the CDC guidelines for? Is it now all women after 40? Is it all women after 50?
To get a mammogram?
I think it's actually before that now.
Yeah,
I
think the 50 has been relaxed. Yeah.
I think it's before.
Unless you've got a history, right?
So that would be in my case. And to your point, Sam, as far as if you show or know or prove that you have a family history, you definitely need to get checked out sooner.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Men, wake up. It can happen to you too.
Correct. As well.
Good point, Sam.
Men can develop breast cancer.
They can. Right.
Yeah. Because it's the same tissue.
They can.
Mm-hmm. We just have
good
more
point,
of
Sam.
It.
That's good.
Women just have more of it. We've got 3 minutes left in our show. We got a quick caller we're going to go to real quick. So,
quick.
Caller, you are live and on air. What is your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
And what you said about the corporal punishment, that just struck a nerve with me. I was raised with corporal punishment through my mother, who was an alcoholic. And to this day, my sister, which is 1 year older than me, we don't even speak to my mother. We have no desire to. She would beat us with, and I'm saying from the 60s until the early 70s. So my age is I'm in my mid-50s. So the stitches, the extension cords, the belts, the switches, and the hands, and the feet, I seen it all. I seen my sister stomped out when she couldn't go to school the next day and had to lay in bed. And to this day, like I say, we had no desire at all to speak to my mother and to anybody that was involved in that, to her sisters or anybody. It almost seems like it was just a pleasurement to beat people, to beat the kids. And I just couldn't understand that. And I just wanted to make a statement with the lady. I think she said cystic fibrosis or something that she may have. I don't know if you get relaxes or not, but a lot of things that's going on with the body inside are associated with the relaxes that we put on our hair. And the people who go back to naturals, they're not susceptible to those maladies that happen through the relaxes.
Thank you. Yeah. So yeah, we certainly appreciate that. I'm sorry we couldn't hear the rest of everything you had to say due to time. We only mm-hmm. have like 50 seconds left in our show, but good point. You know, a lot of parents do take it too far with extension cords, shoes, and all kind of things.
Yeah, it's
so
crazy.
You know, that's when it comes down to domestic violence. People, do your research, show love always, and get yourself checked when it goes down to breast cancer. Unfortunately, we didn't have a lot of time, so we couldn't go extensively mm-hmm. and intensively that we wanted to discuss about these two important topics.
But we will.
Yes, we will. We'll have mm-hmm. more time, but we definitely want to appreciate Ronnie and DeVita for stopping by
yes,
our show today.
Definitely.
We want to give a major shout
and
out
Bryson.
To yeah, make the Bryson. That's the unborn child for DeVita. We want to thank DT, you know, for being
yes.
for even though he's away
getting his Medi and Petty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.